Experts say climate change is not the sole cause of the present conflict, which has its roots in global geopolitics and legacy of previous government. Statistics from a report issued in May by Practical Action, a British-based organization, show the alarming impact of climate change on Sudan, including the desert advancing southwards and a decrease in rainfall. Akini Walenda, the African Director for Practical Action, says climate change has increased drought, high rainfall variability, depletion of water sources, and desertification of millions of hectares of land in Sudan.
The conversion of migratory routes and pastureland into farmland has significantly disrupted the natural balance and accelerated desertification. Human activities such as the expansion of agriculture, overgrazing, inefficient land management practices have further aggravated the impact of climate change.
Walenda says climate change and conflict create a destruction cycle that might have affected the situations in Sudan.
The effects of war, such as the destruction of infrastructure, displacement of communities, and the use of airstrikes and heavy artillery, intensify the environmental damage in Sudan. Addressing the environmental consequences of conflict requires a holistic approach, focusing on peace building and conflict resolution, and prioritizing sustainable environmental practices.
Awadalla Hamid Muhammad, an environmental conservation manager at Practical Action in North Darfur State, says human activities impacted natural resources and ecosystems, intensifying environmental degradation. Hamid says displacement of communities in Sudan has caused some environmental damages.
As the people are forced to flee their homes, they often settle in temporary camps or new areas, leading to uncontrolled land use changes, overexploitation of the resources, and increased pressure on fragile environment. The influx of the displaced people populations can also result in deforestation, soil erosions, and pollutions.
Hamid says the use of airstrikes and heavy artillery causes immediate destruction with long-term consequences for the environment. The UN Environment Programme says destruction of environment during conflicts affect public health directly in the immediate through air and water pollution. Speaking to VOA from Kosti in White Nile State, Suwar Adam, who fled violence in South Darfur, says he lost over 500 heads of cattle last month. He says every year he used to take his cattle towards the border with South Sudan for grazing, adding that he does not know how his cattle are going to survive in eastern Chad.
It is very difficult at the moment to go and identify your cattle in such a situation. I am not sure if they are now being fed on good grazing land or not. This is the situation I am in now.
Walenda says Sudan's challenges require integrated solutions that considers the relationship between conflict, climate change, and sustainable development. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.